Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn with Chazav Avodah Zarah, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chos Asur Basra Achol Shishi Bezecher Find Receive Kogon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Beis tells us Hamotzi Shevet Slamim. Somebody finds broken pieces of idols. Hari El Mutarin, they're mutar. We learned in the previous Mishnah about different types of idols and when they're mutar, when they're usher. And over here he finds broken pieces of idols, they're mutar, and that's because the Sfek Sfeika, it's a double Safek. First of all, even when it's whole, it could be it was never served as an idol, and now that it's broken, we can always say that even if it was served as an idol, he was mevatel it. He nullified by breaking it, so therefore it's mutter. However, matza tavnis yad or tavnis regel, if he finds the form of a hand or form of a leg, arei ilu asurim, those are asur b'mishakayotze b'nevad, because they do serve similar things. As an idol itself, they'll make just a hand or just a foot, and they'll serve that, and therefore, if he finds a hand or foot, he can't say, oh, this is considered a broken piece of an idol, and it's asur. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, hamatze kalim, let's say he finds vessels, v'alehem tsuras chama, tsuras levana, tsuras durakain, and on it there's a tsura of sorts, either like the picture or engraving of the sun, the moon, drakan means a dragon. So these for sure were served as an Zara. Yalichim Yamamelach, he has to bring them to the Dead Sea, the Yamamelach, and put them in there, and they get totally destroyed, and that's being Mekayim, destroying idols. However, Rosh Hashanah Gamaliel says, it really depends. Shalom Chubadim Asurim. If these images were on very chashav, important kalim, such as jewelry and things like that, then they're Asur, because then a person served as a Zara. Shalom Avuzin. But if it's on non-important kalim, such as pots and pans and things like that, then it's just there for decoration, and Mutarin, they're Mutar. They don't have to be destroyed. Now, if Machlekes had to destroy it, Rabbi Yossi says that he doesn't have to bring it to the Yam HaMelech. Shoychek v'zarei l'ruach v'matal yam. He could crush it up, grind it, and throw it to the wind, and the wind will scatter it, or he could throw it into the ocean. However, Amar Lo, they told him, afu nasa zevel, that it even becomes fertilizer like that. When he throws it to the wind, once the pieces or the dust sinks to the ground, then it actually fertilizes the ground. That brings benefit to the Yid's field that it landed in, and that's Asur. Shenamar Kaz HaPasuk says, v'lo yidbak b'yadcha me'uma min acherem, that nothing's let us stick to your hand from the cherim, from that which is banned, and that's referring to Avodah Zarah, and therefore the only thing he could do is totally destroy it by throwing it into the Yam HaMelech. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalon. Hey, continue to discuss this, benefiting from Avodah Zarah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.